It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today. Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
A lot of people come to me for help with their dating app profiles.
What?
Something's not working. I think a good profile makes a huge difference. And so when people come to me and I look at their profile, I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm glad you came to me because your profile is telling me nothing about you.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. I am extremely excited today because I have Elena Dunn with me. She is the host of Seeing Other People, which has had appearances on multiple media outlets as the top dating podcast. And she is also the co-host of It's Life in Progress, where you talk about and normalize things nobody wants to talk about, but that we all go through. So Elena, welcome to I Missed Me. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you. I feel so inspired by your story and so much that you've done, and I just feel really honored to be here.
Thank you so much. I can't even, we were talking about this like off camera, but like I can't even with one podcast, I feel like I have no time for anything. How do you like manage to have two? Like, how do you balance your time? Like, how do you keep yourself grounded? Like, tell me about, like,
yeah.
First of all, I have so many questions, but like, why two podcasts? Like,
so I started Seeing Other People 3 years ago, and that was coming off of, I worked at Hinge running their social media for a few years. And when I was there, I really learned like how impactful it could be to open up about dating struggles and what I've been through, but also to create a space that allows other people to do the same thing. And so I really fell in love with being vulnerable and just like creating community around vulnerability and dating so we can all help each other. Mm-hmm. And so when I got laid off from Hinge, I was like, I know what I am meant to do. I know what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to apply to other jobs. I'm just going to go do it. And I did. Mm-hmm. And Seeing Other People, it has two episodes a week. I bring on expert guests. I bring on my listeners, come on anonymously to share their stories. And
that's so fun.
It's just so special. And, you know, it was always a dream for it to become my like full-time job. I freelanced and did a million different things to pay the bills and make money the first year and a half. And then I took that leap of faith and pursued it full time. And I'm so grateful to be able to do it. It's so rewarding. It's so fulfilling. But at the same time, there are some times where I have other conversations that aren't about dating. And, you know, I connected with this girl, Carly, a random mutual friend was like, oh, you should connect with her. You guys have a lot in common. I was like, okay. And she and I said, like, we'd get on a call, and then we never did because it was awkward. And fast forward, we found out that not only do our parents live in the same neighborhood, this neighborhood has like 60 streets and like thousands of houses. Our parents live a few houses down. crazy. So we end up connecting and I end up bringing her on the podcast. And over time, over the course of like 6 months, we just became closer and closer. And I kept inviting her back on the podcast and people kept being like, oh, we love Carly and Alana together. We love you guys together. And Carly, in the back of her mind, wanted to start another podcast or wanted to start a podcast, but she didn't think that I would ever want to start a second one. And one day I was just like, you know, I'm not opposed to like doing this. Yeah. And we kind of both looked at each other and we're like, we're doing this. And so we launched Life in Progress last summer. And I think I really love having two separate podcasts. They operate very differently because Carly and I are co-hosts and Carly lives in Florida and I live in New York. So we set aside time every like other month to travel to where the other one is and record together. And, you know, those conversations are about friendship and career and all the shit that we have gone through and the thoughts that we think, that we feel like, is this thing weird or is it like odd that we're self-conscious about this thing or are we the only ones thinking this? Mm-hmm. And it's just very relatable and real versus seeing other people, which is also relatable and real and vulnerable, but it's fully focused around dating and relationships. And so I love having the two. It's a lot to juggle though.
Yeah. Like how do you keep that balance in your life where I know that it takes a lot of time, but then there's also priorities and we'll talk about it like later on in the episode, but you're also like engaged. So you need time like for your personal relationships as well. Yeah. So how do you manage that?
I don't well. I do not do well. I'm constantly trying to figure it out. But I think it's, you know, trying my best to remember that like when it gets hard or when I feel like I'm a chicken running around with its head cut off because I have so many things going on and being pulled in so many different directions. It's just like grounding myself in the fact that I'm so lucky to get to do all of this. And it's hard. There are some days that are really hard. There are some days that are really busy, but I'm doing all of these things because I love them and because they're making an impact. And the majority of people can't say the same thing about their work. And so there are days where I'm like, oh my God, should I just like apply to a 9-to-5 and have my life be simple? But I'm like, no, I'm so damn lucky to get to do this. Yeah. So do I have an answer on like how I actually manage my workflows? No, I do not. But it's a lot about the mindset.
I love that. You also offer like one-on-one dating advice. And I love talking about this. And I'm like so curious to know, like, what is the most common question that like you normally get asked?
A lot of people come to me for help with their dating app profiles.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Like that is the number one thing people come to me for. Yeah.
And like in what sense?
It's whatever's on their profile isn't helping them find the type of people they want. It's not attracting the right type of person to message them or.
So like they think that it's because of their profile that they're single?
Something's not working. You know, when people are putting so much time and energy into the dating apps, but the dating apps aren't working for them.
What?
There are a lot of things that could be the problem, but I think a good profile makes a huge difference. And so when people come to me and I look at their profile, I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm glad you came to me because your profile is telling me nothing about you. And just from talking to you for 5 minutes, I've learned so much more about you. So we need to figure out how to put you and your personality and your passions and what makes you you into your profile.
Okay. So I think dating apps have become a really big part of like modern day dating. Mm-hmm. Like what's your opinion on them?
They're a blessing and a curse.
Okay.
I think they're a great tool, but people put way too much reliance on them. People think, well, if I'm on the apps and I'm trying to date and if it's not working, I'm just going to be alone forever. Dating apps are a way to date. They're not the only way to date. They're very new. You know, our parents didn't date with dating apps. Our grandparents, all of our ancestors met without using dating apps. But people are so afraid now because of the digital world that we live in. People are so afraid to go up to somebody at a bar. Or if someone approaches them, they think it's creepy. When really, dating is about human connection.
Yeah.
And people are so afraid of it, even though that's what they really want. And so I think dating apps are a great thing when you're using them as a way of meeting people. But I think they become a really bad thing when you're using them as the only way of meeting people.
How can someone get it? Because I personally think that like dating apps, and I might be completely wrong, is just like a way to like force a connection, or like I am so scared that I'm not going to find anyone in any other way, so like I have to like swipe left or right to like be able to find someone. How can someone like detach from that fear of like I'm never going to find anyone?
A few things. First of all, if you're putting all of your eggs into the dating app basket and you end up having a negative mindset around dating, then that's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're saying, I'm never going to find someone, I'm never going to find someone, I'm never going to find someone, then you're not even giving out the energy that you're open to finding someone, because you're already assuming everything's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be open to possibility. You want to go out and not be just on the prowl looking like, ooh, could I date that person? Should I approach that person? Is that person get like making eye contact with me? But you should be open to it. You know, don't just stare at your phone or stand in your closed circle of talking to your friends. Be open to possibility. And, you know, that energy gets across. So I think if, for anyone who's feeling like, oh, I'm going to be alone forever, it's like you have to go back to the basics and figure out, like, what are you doing right now that's not working? Because something's not. But also, maybe you're not in this moment, in this time, in this place right now. Maybe you're not ready to meet your person, and that's okay. You know, I think as we get older, as years go by, it becomes more and more real thing of like, is there actually a possibility that I'm going to end up alone? But every single person I talk to who met their person in their late 20s when they wanted to, in their early 20s, or they met their person in their early 30s instead of their late 20s or their late 30s or their 40s, without fail, every single one of them says, I'm so glad that I did not meet this person a second before, because I got to know myself so much. I got to grow. I needed that time alone to figure my shit out. And now I know exactly who I am. And now I was ready for it, when before I thought I was, but I wasn't.
I love that. So you are engaged. What?
Yeah, guilty. She's getting married in June.
What are your like biggest advice or tips when it comes to like maintaining a healthy relationship?
Oh my God, I love that question, because I did not do that in every single past relationship I was in. I think number one is you have to maintain your independence in a relationship. When you get into a relationship, it is so easy to be so caught up in, well, this person's so exciting, I want to spend all my time with them, I have the biggest crush on them. You know, what if I say no to plans? Are they going to hold that against me and we're not going to see each other after that? Like, no. You need to maintain who you are and the things you like to do outside of that relationship when you get into it. And I think we've all been in that situation where we've gotten, we know a friend who's gotten into a relationship and we're like, oh, we're never seeing her again, you know, because she's so obsessed yeah. with the relationship. Mm-hmm. But you have to consider that a relationship should look like a Venn diagram. So you have you and all of your passions and hobbies and traumas and the things that make you you on one side. You have your partner and their passions, their hobbies, their traumas, their other friends, all the things that make them them on that side. And then you come together and you have that little crescent in the middle, and that's where your relationship lies. Those are the things you do together, the things about each other that you like, the places you go, the conversations you have. But you still, the bigger sections are who you each are individually. And that is the key to making a relationship last, because you don't want to lose yourself in a relationship.
How do you personally like maintain your independence in your relationship? Like, knowing that you are going to spend the rest of your life with someone, what are some things that, or like mindsets that you keep to like keep you, you know, like grounded and knowing that you can't lose yourself
yeah.
with a person?
I love that question too. I think one big thing for me is I don't rely on my partner for everything. You know, as much as like he's my best friend and my person and like I'm going to be with him forever, I also know that, you know, he's not the person I should go to when I need to bitch about XYZ thing. Like, if I, like, for example, like, it would be really annoying for him if every single time I had a complete panic attack for no reason over what should I wear to this event or to this recording or to this thing. Like, if I kept going to him for that, he'd get so annoyed because he thinks every outfit looks fine. Like, he doesn't have an opinion. So I know that, okay, when I'm having those dilemmas, I should call my friend, I should call Carly, you know? Or if I'm stressed about something going on with work, like, yeah, I could of course talk to him about it, but there are also other people who do similar work to me who might have even better advice or might relate more. And so that's not to say don't talk to your partner about everything, but don't talk to your partner about everything. Mm-hmm. They can't be your person to do every activity with. They can't be your person for every conversation, for every type of movie, you know? There, you have to keep those friendships alive. You have to have the other places and the other people. Otherwise, it's going to get annoying, first of all. Mm-hmm. And second of all, your partner and you fell in love because there were things that attracted you to the other. And there were things that he saw in me when I was single that were really attractive to him. And there were things that I saw in him. Like, I'm not going to go play basketball with him. I don't want to talk about the Jets for 6 hours a day when football season isn't even in season. That's what he has his friends for. Mm-hmm. I'd get really annoyed if that's what he wanted to do with me and talk to me about all day long.
I love that. What do you think is like the biggest misconception that society, like because of social media or whatever, like that society has about like dating or about love today?
Oh my God, there's so many. I'm very anti-dating rules. I think, you know, there are a lot of people opening up TikTok, opening up Instagram and recording videos saying you have to follow this set of rules in order to find your person, in order to not be alone forever. And sure, maybe that set of rules works for them. Maybe it'll work for some of their followers, but you and I are completely different people. We've had completely different past dating experiences.
Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. I don't know about you besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your Way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSURES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSURES at checkout. I don't know about you besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order.
Past relationship experiences, past friendship experiences. We have different things that upset us, different things that we're attracted to, different ways of communicating. So what works for me isn't necessarily going to work for you, and vice versa. It's also not necessarily going to work for X influencer or Y friend or Z group chat of 8 girls. Mm-hmm. So it's really, I think, detrimental to our own confidence and our own like decision making if we are being fed this narrative of like, you have to do these things in order to get into a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those things don't feel authentic to us. And what we end up doing when we try and follow someone else's set of rules, or when we try and play it cool, or we, you know, don't send the text after the date because we want them to feel like they have to chase us, or when we act like we're super chill about something when really we're anxious and we're not okay about it, or we don't communicate how we're feeling because we don't want to scare them away. We're actually just manipulating them into wanting to be with a version of us that's not actually us.
I love that. And like, it's a big thing on social media where it's like, play hard to get. And I'm like super against that because I'm like, no, like actually become hard to get. And if someone doesn't meet your expectations, then like let them go, you know? So yeah. What is your opinion on like, or how to get over that mindset of like, don't like, or what's your opinion on like play hard to get and all of those things that like society makes you believe?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Don't play hard to get, but be hard to get, exactly. You know, because you know exactly who you are and what you want and what you deserve. Mm-hmm. So not everyone can get you. But playing hard to get, if you're not hard to get, that's not real. You know, you have to do what feels right for you. You have to give off the energy that is authentic to you because you're trying to find the right person. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we all get caught up in, especially with social media, seeing all these pictures and videos of couples. And we feel, when we're single, we feel like we're the only single one. Like we're surrounded by everyone else being in relationships. And the truth is, and this is something my friends and I had to remind ourselves of a lot through our 20s, is like, if you wanted to be in a relationship at this moment, you could find somebody to be in a relationship with. But that's not going to be the right person. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be somebody who you could build a life with or actually be happy and comfortable and feel safe and secure with. And so it's really about being yourself, making decisions that feel authentic to you, communicating what's on your mind so that this person gets to know you for you, and finding the right type of person. And you should be hard to get because you should be doing all those things and being yourself, and not everybody is going to be attractive to you.
Hmm. So obviously before meeting your fiance, you like went through a lot of like dating experiences, and yeah, you kind of get to discover and like realize like what you like, what you don't like. So what are those like non-negotiables that your fiance has that you like had in the back of your mind, and like that list of like non-negotiables that like he was able to meet and that you were able to, like weren't willing to like give up if he didn't have those things?
I never had a really long checklist. I also had, I think for the majority of my 20s, I made horrible dating decisions and I got myself into situationship after situationship that I felt so unsafe in. I never felt secure. I never felt wanted. I was the person who was trying to convince everybody to want to stay with me. And for me, I think a few key things were I needed somebody that I could trust. I had been cheated on. And so, you know, I was in this relationship where anytime I would sleep at this guy's apartment, I would see a hair on his pillow. And I'm like, is that my hair? I don't know. I would literally be like holding up a strand of hair, comparing it. And I had like highlights at the time. So my hair was like 50 shades of blonde and brown. And I'm like, could this be mine? Like, I don't really know. So I had a lot of like trauma from that. And it was really hard for me to trust somebody. It was really hard for me to feel safe with somebody. And so when Jake and I met, you know, after our first date, he immediately told me he had a great time and wanted to see me again. And that turned off the part of my brain that would usually start to spiral right after a date. Mm-hmm. And he was so communicative about where he was, what he was doing, and like how he felt about me. And so I never had to guess. I never had to question or assume and, you know, spiral and overthink everything because he was so communicative. And so for me, I wanted somebody I could trust. I wanted somebody I could feel safe with and I could feel completely myself with. Mm-hmm. Like those are the most important things, I think, in relationships, in friendship. Like you want to just be with somebody that you can be yourself with. And so for me, it was less about like, oh, they're at this point in their career, or they're this tall, or they treat wait staff like this thing, or they have this color eyes. It was more about how do I feel with them. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you're focusing really on how you feel versus like their traits, that's going to help you get closer to the right relationship.
Obviously, like when it comes to trusting, the type of person that you're like talking with helps a lot. Like you said, like he gave you a lot of reassurance, but I think it comes down to like working on your trust issues, like yourself first, to be able to like open up first. Like, how can someone work through that if they're having like trust issues, or maybe they're like anxiously attached, or like how can someone work on that before getting into a relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. And I did a lot of work and I was able to pinpoint like different turning points prior to meeting him that, you know, in hindsight, it makes sense that I met him when I did. I think time, you know, it does take time. It takes time to heal burns and wounds like that. It takes therapy. Huge proponent for therapy. Like, you go to therapy. If you have been cheated on, go to therapy. Like, you have no reason not to. It is only going to help you so much. And, you know, you have to let go of the fact that, like, A, not everything's in control, but B, just because one person did this to you, it doesn't mean that everybody else is going to also. Mm-hmm. We come into every relationship, every first date with so much baggage. We all do. Nobody's a clean slate, but we're hoping that when we show up on a first date, we're hoping that that person's giving us a clean slate and that they're taking us at our word and at face value. We're not sitting there thinking, oh, well, they're, you know, projecting all of their insecurities from their past relationship onto me right now. And because their last partner cheated on them, they're immediately assuming that I'm going to cheat on them. Mm-hmm. We don't think that. Like, we go in thinking, oh, they're trying to figure out if they like me for me. And so it's really important for us to try and do the same thing for them. And we owe it to the people that we're going on a date with to consider that they're not that mm-hmm. ex. They're not that person who cheated or who lied or who manipulated us or gaslit us. They're somebody new. And I really think we should, yes, people have to earn our trust, but also if they, like, if people haven't given us a reason to not trust them, proceed with caution, but take them at their word too.
Hmm. So a lot of people that listen to Unmissed Me have that, like, fear in the back of their minds that they're never going to find anyone. And so I personally have learned how to see being single a gift, because, like, eventually then I'm going to be engaged and I'm going to have to spend the rest of my life with someone. And, like, these, like, years that I'm, like, being single and, like, discovering myself, I'm never going to have, like, by myself again. And so I've learned how to turn it into, like, a gift and, like, appreciate the time. But, like, I know there's a lot of people that listen that have that fear in the back of their minds and, like, maybe don't appreciate the time that they're single. So what, like, what's the biggest advice or, like, mindset that you would, like, say to people, like, listening that are, like, scared of, like, being single and are always, like, are looking, like, for someone and, like, want to get into a relationship not out of, like, actually wanting to be in a relationship but out of fear? So how can someone appreciate, like, being single and, like, see it as a gift?
If someone were to tell you, or if I were to tell you right now, that in 5 years you will be with your person, you will be happy, you will have found that person, that would almost take all the pressure away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I wish somebody could have said to me, like, it's all going to work out. And then I wouldn't have been miserable my entire singlehood.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is it is going to work out. You know, you are going to find your person. You probably have to find yourself first. And just believe in yourself, like, you deserve love. You are going to find that love. Mm-hmm. It might not be right now. It might not be with the person you think. And if it's not, that's because there's somebody better out there for you. And so what if, you know, we always question, like, what if it doesn't work out? What if it does? And guess what? It will. So don't spend your time right now worrying about what if it doesn't. Being single is awesome. Dating should be so fun. And if you're not having fun with dating, then we need to go back to the drawing board and rethink the way we're approaching dating. Because dating and being single and being in your 20s, whether you're in college or university or you're out of school or you're not in school at all, whatever it is, it is such a cool time where your only responsibility is, like, to do your homework or go to class or, like, do your job and make your money to pay your rent. Like, other than that, you're exploring a city or a place. You're making friends. You're getting to spend this time with yourself that, you know, your whole life up until now was very curated based on what your parents wanted for you and where you grew up. And now it's like you're spreading your wings. Like, go have fun with this time. You have no one's tying you down to anything. You don't have to run your schedule by anyone else. If there's a trip you want to take, like, you can go take it. You have PTO. You have vacation days. Like, go take the trip. Go talk to whoever you want when you're out. Like, strike up conversations. Experience life right now, because the last thing you would want is to, like, not get to do this. Mm-hmm. I have so many friends who, when they were in relationships and I was still single, they would say to me all the time, like, oh, I'm so jealous you get to, like, go out and, like, go on a date. Like, that's so fun. You just get to go on a date and meet somebody. And I never understood it and now I completely do. But like, dating is so cool. And when else in your life are you going to get to just go sit down with somebody and get to like ask each other questions and have a drink and like learn about each other? Like, that's all dating really should be. And if you find somebody who you want to keep getting to know, then you keep getting to know them. Like, we have to take the pressure off of like needing to find somebody right this minute, because maybe you're not meant to find somebody right this minute. Maybe you're meant to find yourself.
Oh, I love that. Oh, this has been such a fun conversation. Before I get to my last question, I have a little gift for you.
God,
I have a clothing brand.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
It's called I Missed Me Project Now, but the message behind it is that we're all strangers healing together. So I just like want to spread the message that like we're all going through something. So just be kind to everybody that you meet, because you never know what people are going through. So this is for you.
Oh my God. Thank you. Quick outfit change.
Yeah.
I love the fit. Amazing.
Yay, thank you. So my last question for you is, what does healing mean to you?
I think for so long I was really closed off to the idea of needing to heal. You know, we don't want to have to heal, because if we have to heal, then that is admitting that there's something that was broken or something that was wrong or a crack in our system. But I think there's so much beauty in healing, and it shows how strong we can be and how capable we are of growing and becoming an even more incredible version of ourselves. And so to me, healing is like one of the greatest things that we can do. And it's scary as hell. It's really freaking hard, but it is so powerful and it's so important. And it's something that I wish I, at times in my life, was less afraid to do. But I'm so grateful that eventually I was able to get myself there.
Love that. Thank you so much for your time in this conversation. I loved it. Where can people find you?
Yes.
You have a lot of places to be.
A lot of places. I try and keep it easy, but you can check out Seeing Other People wherever you listen to podcasts, or at Seeing Other People on Instagram. You can listen to Life in Progress wherever you listen to podcasts, or at It's Life in Progress on Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to find me, I can be found at Alana Dunn.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media at I Miss Me Podcast everywhere. NoNameProject.co if you want to go get your hoodie. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafe Ansures. Don't forget, we're all strangers healing together. I love you guys. With love, Mafe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.